Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
If you're looking for an in-depth preview of this Sunday's Leinster football final, you'd want to be listening to the Loud and Proud podcast. And those guys are also the ones who made us aware of a gem of a clip from the 1994 Leinster semi-final between the Dubs and Louth. Hey, Murph.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
I am using our promotional podcast to promote another podcast because they were good enough to tell us.
Listen, you're a generous, big-hearted old bastard, Owen. I've always said that about you.
That's what it's all about. They showed us this. So the Wee County have put up a reasonable resistance to the Dubs in 1994. Marty Morrissey is conducting his post-match interview with one of their players, David Staunton. When the camera pans to the side for the big reveal, it's only David's brother, David Staunton's brother, remember? Fresh off the plane from America, sunburn finally dying down a tad, big white peak cap discarded for once and for all, ready to offer his thoughts on the game.
We had the Dubs on the pressure, but I just think they were a bit strong in the second half, you know, fitness told in the end.
I thought Dublin looked very strong, especially towards the end. They were full of running and the movement was very good. Loud done well to keep up with them most of the game, but in the end I thought Dublin's fitness told.
Did you see potential in this Loud side that they'll be back?
Oh yeah, they've got a lot of young players in there, and you know, if they get the right day where the freeze go over, you know, who knows.
What about the heat here in Ireland in comparison to Orlando? A lot cooler here.
It's freezing here.
Quite the Gaelic footballer, apparently, Murph, Steve Staunton.
Yeah, apparently so. You outlined in quite extraordinary detail today just how good a footballer he was.
Well, listen, I'll give a little condensed version of that for our non-members here. Gerry McDermott wrote an article in January 2006 for The Independent after it was announced the Republic of Ireland would be playing at Croke Park. Stan's Mayo-born father, Tom, played for his native county in Croker as a minor. Mm-hmm. Stan's brother David, as we heard there, lined out as a midfielder for the county. And his brother-in-law, Cathal O'Hanlon, was a permanent fixture in the Wee County forward line for over a decade. Good player, Cathal O'Hanlon.
That surname alone, Owen, should tell you all you need to know. The O'Hanlon dynasty. It's nothing short of a dynasty.
So according to this piece, Staunton only played Gaelic football until he was 17. But in that short space of time, he did enough to turn himself into a Loud legend. He turned up 10 minutes late for an under-16 county final against St. Mary's RD and found the Clans, that's his club, were already in deep trouble. Manager Leslie Toll sent him on as a substitute and Staunton scored. Well, you already know the answer to this, Murph. I was going to ask how much of the 2-9 total, 2 goals, 9 points, was scored by Steve Staunton. You already know, 2 goals and 8 points, despite missing the first 10 minutes and presumably being a little frazzled. Nothing frazzles Steve Staunton, as we know, though, as a player. So he scored 2-8 of the 2-9 that they racked up that day on their way to the under-16 county title. He actually played for the seniors, his club senior team, in 1985 in the county final when he was only 16. Scored a goal in the point as they won that match for their first senior title since 1959. So, you know, quite the
2-8, 2-9, whatever, as the man might say himself.
Nice. There was one other little line I thought was quite funny from this article in 2006. The deal to play in Croke Park was done last Friday morning in Dublin, hours after John Delaney had got Staunton, Bobby Robson, Kevin McDonald and Alan Kelly to sign on the dotted line as Ireland's new management team. It could very well be the 24 hours that define Delaney's legacy to Irish football. Didn't quite turn out that way. Didn't quite. Well, there were more important 24-hour periods later on in the Delaney
as
era.
As it turned out, yeah.
That proved more, I think, substantial to how we all view the John Delaney legacy at this remove. Anyway, the Irish managerial search has gone a little quiet, but a one-time contender for the job made a fleeting appearance on the World Services Week.
We obviously were heavily linked with Gustavo Poyet, you know, budget. Yeah. And, you know, he, some of our listeners... drew my attention to the fact that he had appeared on a podcast recently alongside old Tom's Numbers. Now, you may be familiar with Tom's Numbers because you might have seen him on a clip with Matt Letizia. Matt Letizia was a recent guest on this podcast, as was Ricky Lambert, because it's a free thinking type of a zone.
Yeah.
Will we play a clip of I mean, I looked at this, you know, I clicked into it
this
randomly.
This is the music from the podcast, just to be clear. Okay.
I clicked into it randomly, and this was the exchange. I think you're going to hear Tom here. Gus is there. Now, it's definitely Gus. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's Gus. You know, it looks like Gus. It sounds like Gus. I suppose AI's come a long way, but I just don't know why anyone would bother. I'm prepared to believe that this was Gus Poyet that I was looking at. He was listening to it. Let's just hear what they were talking about.
You know, when you say when, I have a bit of a theory about this, and some of my audience know what my theory is, but I'll add to the theory. Mm-hmm. So, and I shared this with you before, Gus. So here's some of your statistics. So your height is 188.
Yeah. Yes.
In centimetres. So 188 comes to Close Encounters, 188. So you have that with the film Close Encounters. Your age now is 56.
Which is?
56 comes to an alien, and we're in April, which is
56. No, you're killing me now. I'm looking out.
And then, you know, I think I mentioned this issue before, but a lot of your numbers have connections with JFK, with Kennedy.
Yeah,
in 63. Unbelievable. Chinese is 63.
That's right.
And it happened in 63 to JFK, happened on a Friday, which is 63. You played, look at this. You played for Zaragoza 239 times, and you scored 63 league goals.
Oh my God, I know. Stop with the 63. I'm going to.
63.
And the year 1963 comes to 239.
Okay.
And 63 is the year of 63 for JFK. 1963 is 239. And 63 is the Friday, because that's when it happened.
Yeah.
And then just above River Plate comes to 78, Kennedy.
Yeah.
And then 28 is Junior, John Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and you've also got 125 in here somewhere.
So that's the entertainment.
Yeah, there you go. Your total number of goals in the league, 125. 125 is John Kennedy time travel. So,
sorry.
You know,
you've
got a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, if you don't.
JK, I'm going to check on the family.
Yeah.
Ah, there is. Listen, there has to be.
There has to be connections. Have to be.
Also, when you see you're in South America.
Okay, we can leave it. No, I didn't listen to.
I've never seen Prano as delighted with a clip in my life.
There's a lot of presumed knowledge there. I mean, do I have to go back and listen to every.
Basically, A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, D is 4, E is 5. Add up the numbers. Add up the numbers. Why don't you add up the numbers in Ciarán? C, 3, I, 8.
I've given up already.
I think this guy knows A, 1. Yeah. That's an easy one. You know, come on. Add up the numbers in Ciarán. Add up the numbers in Ciarán.
I don't want to. It's just a waste of time. I'm not going to do it.
It's a task for you. Now, I did feel, watching that video, an acute sense of mortality. Like, I felt my heart, I was aware of my heart beating. It was like, I'm running out of heartbeats. Like, you know, in Interstellar,
they go on the planet.
No, I think you should get the number. Get the number for Ciarán. Get the number for Ciarán.
Do it for Murph, it'd be easier.
They go on that planet Interstellar where it's like, at 1 hour on the planet is like 7 years on planet Earth. Mm. And I felt like that watching that video. And I couldn't watch any more of it because I thought, I just can't do this. Which may just be the conditioning. You know, it may just be the aversive conditioning, you know, the lie machine that has me in its grip. You know, whenever I kind of come close to the truth, like the aversive conditioning just kicks in and I turn away from, like a vampire from garlic, you know. This guy is close to, you're, look at him counting it up on his hands. Jeez, he's literally using his fingers to count the letters. Can you not just look up a diagram which has the numbers beside the letter? Like, unbelievable. This is incredible. So he's counting.
So you're on mortality anyway.
Well, I'm just explaining why I couldn't watch any more of the video than we've just played. Yeah,
that's
you there.
More than
but look, point is, that guy was the front runner.
46.
46?
Kieran, 46.
Kieran is 46.
Well, 46 is the same as the number of chromosomes in a, isn't it? Isn't it 23 times 2?
I don't know.
46 is the unbeaten match record that Bayer Leverkusen had the weekend before last, but they've won 2 more games.
46, normal number of chromosomes. Yes, indeed.
Well, there you go.
There we go. Where do we go?
46. 1946 is the year of three presidents. Clinton, Biden. No. Clinton, Bush, Trump.
All born in 46?
All born in 46. How about that, Owen? It's 20 years of presidents provided by just one
Jack
year.
Jack Lynch won 6 All-Irelands in a row, the sixth of which was in 1946. Taoiseach, leadership. And we're off to the races, Ken.
Is this podcast, is this a moment it just morphed completely into a different type of show?
I really don't know.
Yeah, once you start getting...
Once you start thinking about these, numbers.
46 is...
I mean, I still don't know what we're talking about, but... That's
no, what we're talking about is Gus Poyet decided to appear on this podcast.
This is his second time on the podcast.
Yeah, he was on
He appears on podcasts, right? He appeared on our podcast. He just answers questions politely. He doesn't mean he believes in all that stuff.
Oh, and he was on the podcast a second time. You know that podcast?
He's a charmer. You said it yourself.
The video was 67 minutes, I think. 67.
He sounds like he's Plum Austin, your man.
Every time we say a number in this show, for now, we all have to go, you know, Erling Haaland's got 31 league goals. 31 on. 31. What does that say to you?
67 plus 46 is 113. 113. Jesus Christ.
We can rule Gus Poyet out then. Is that what we're saying?
Well,
on the basis of that 2 minutes alone, I think we can safely say that giving Gus Poyet the job.
An interesting opening press conference.
I guess if it was Gus, he would probably already have been announced.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Take 12 and 13 have to be flat for the run threat. You can bring an 8 off the back of the scrum. Then you have 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Then if they go 10, 12, 13, 14, you can actually create against an 8 on 4. 4! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They're pretty well stacked, but you have 11, you have 12, 13, 10, then you have 15 and 14. That's 6 attackers. 6! 10, 12, 13 and 11 in the defensive line. 11. So it's hard to defend that.
The numbers talk continued into our conversation about who might take over from Erik ten Hag when he presumably gets the heave at Old Trafford this summer.
You know, I mean, if Bayern are really struggling, then United, who have just chewed up coaches for more than a decade now, it's kind of been like a, ooh, you know, something wrong there. Everyone sort of is agreeing, oh God, you know, who knows what's even wrong there. It is also a big opportunity for someone You know, if you could be the person who was there when this got sorted, then you would get a lot of credit.
Like, it was said when Ferguson was finishing that you don't want to be the one to follow Ferguson. You want to be the one that follows the person who follows Ferguson. It turns out you want to be the person who follows 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 Ferguson.
More than a decade on.
Eventually you'll get there. One person will be in the right place at the right time.
It may actually take 26 years. For the exact length of time that the guy was brilliant, you don't have to wait that length of time for someone to be able to come in and be like, actually, clean slate.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose...
We're not halfway through it, but we're getting there.
The actual obvious solution really is...
They swap managers.
Kieran McKenna.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, right?
Swap managers.
Tommy Tuchel.
Oh, sorry, Rick Byrne.
Yeah.
Too soon for young Kieran McKenna?
Well, Kieran McKenna, this is the guy
job he's done at Ipswich.
Yeah, and he's done a great job, although he's now, I think, in a sort of a Xabi Alonso type way. It's like, oh, of course I'm going to stay here. You know, how could I get to the Premier League and then just walk out? And they've come up twice, you know? How could I walk out in this team, you know? And it would kind of be mad for him to do that, really. And he's also the guy who just recently... I mean, when he was at Manchester United, people were saying, oh, this guy's like a school teacher. It's like being in school. You know, his training sessions are... These are the kind of stories that were coming out from not just one, but a few different journalists who report on Manchester United, which gives you the indication that someone had been, you know, a player agent or somebody had been kind of putting these... sort of lines out that
but was
his training
the tail
sessions
end of
are
the
like
Solskjaer reign, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's when things are going badly and then everyone gets there's always those sorts of
his
stories.
Sessions are more appropriate to academy football than real football, you know, this type of thing. So
those same sessions when you see them, I'm reading all these pieces about them where there's stuff that sounds basic enough but is being presented as revolutionary in terms of what he's doing. So they sound a bit school teacher, actually, some of the attention to detail that he likes to instill in his students.
Or there's someone who we're forgetting here. Someone who has...
He's already said Moyes now.
Someone who's been doing a great job for a long time. Someone who's worked with some of the top players on the planet.
Jurgen Klopp.
No, he's said that he won't manage another English club. That doesn't mean anything, of course. You know, maybe people say things and then end up doing things in contradiction with what they previously said.
Okay.
Someone who's got existing close links with some of the key personnel being assembled at Manchester United, some of the Brian Strauss dream team.
It is part of the dream team.
So yeah, Dan knows something.
Eddie Howe? Dan Ashworth could bring him over?
No, I don't think Eddie Howe. Although Eddie Howe's team are above Manchester United. I can't believe it's taking you this long to say the name.
Is it a football manager or is it?
It's a football manager. I'm not talking about bringing in like some business guru or something to try and really think outside the box.
Fergie?
You know, Michael O'Leary.
Fergie?
No, not Alex. Come on. Not Alex Ferguson. Alex Ferguson, great manager, absolutely. You know, to absolute top. Not sure he's...
Is he younger than both US presidential candidates?
No, he's born 41, so I guess that...
Oh, 41?
41, keep going.
31st of December.
31.
31, 12, 41.
31.
31, 1, 2, 4, 1.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of ones.
31,
number
1. 2, 4, 1.
I think number 1 13 times.
Biden's
Premier League.
Biden's 13. 1941 as well, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't he? I think Biden's 1941. So the odds are Biden's older than Ferguson. And we're talking about, you know, him coming and being the president.
Yeah.
Who are you? You know? Put us out of your misery. What? Out of...
No, you should be able. You should be able to get this.
No,
the next Man United manager is he currently managing in the Premier League?
No,
is he currently managing a team?
Yes,
in what league?
A major team, Owen. A really major team.
Carlo Ancelotti.
You're going to be seeing a lot of this guy this summer, Owen. You're going to be seeing a whole lot of this guy.
Oh, Gareth Southgate. Gareth Southgate.
Well, Gareth Southgate. What's why are you suddenly? First of all, why did it take you so long to get this guy, given all the hints that I left you, and the fact that he's already got this existing tight relationship with Ashworth and so on?
Listen, maybe Gareth Southgate is the answer, you know? Either way, we'll find out in a couple of years. And, you know, I'm used to it now. You know, maybe if Gareth Southgate's terrible, then we'll get some other clown in.
You'd have a guy.
You know what I mean? It's like at the end of the day, do you want the upheaval of Manchester United suddenly being good again?
No,
you
but
know, I'm settled now. You know, I'm happy. Like last night, didn't even want to watch them. Ended up watching them. Who cares?
Well,
you know?
Here's the thing, right? If we've already seen clubs going around trying to find coaches, and apparently there are no coaches, even though everyone's a coach now. There's loads of coaches, but there's none who are respected enough.
Yeah, well, to take on
clubs of this size. And then you're talking about an option like Thomas Tuchel, who's being thrown out of Bayern for disrespecting the top brass. Are you going to appoint a guy like Thomas Tuchel, a man who employs radical honesty in his interpersonal dealings? You know, look, it's very difficult for me to work with you because you're such an idiot. You know,
radical honesty is the sort of bullshit phrase that you'd expect Team Sky to have come up with. So, I mean.
Yeah,
you know, I could probably
see Brailsford liking that one.
Now, if you think it's a little bit disrespectful talking about the Manchester United manager's job when there's somebody currently in that hot seat, fear not, Murph.
I would urge you to grow up, first of all.
Erik ten Hag is going to land on his feet by taking the job at Bayern Munich, according to reports this week. Bayern's top brass apparently unperturbed by the many shambolic performances of the Manchester United team this season, the most recent of which occurred just this Monday night. We got into all of this with Archie Rintoul.
So, Ten Hag was Bayern Munich's second team coach in 2013.
We know he soldiered against the likes of Würzburger kickers and so on and so forth. Yeah,
Ken, you be careful here because they played a relegation playoff against my Fortuna Köln. Okay, where they lost in the final minute through a horrific goalkeeping mistake, which is one of the most glorious moments for Fortuna Köln in recent years. But that was Erik ten Hag's. Bayern Munich 2 team. In all seriousness, yes, it was a second team, but the fact that Erik ten Hag can speak the fact that he can speak German is an important quality for the decision makers at Bayern. That he had the success he did at Ajax is also important, but the bigger thing is that, as you've seen, they are desperate. They have had such a terrible time looking for a new coach, getting rejected by Alonso, getting rejected by Julian Nagelsmann, and then by Ralf Rangnick, somebody who I think they thought they were above. And they've gone after coaches who are happy where they are. And Bayern Munich's not a happy place right now. They are overestimating the hand that they've got. And for the first time, Bayern Munich are having to deal with rejection, and that's not something they're used to. They're used to being somebody who feels like they are attractive enough to go to no matter what the circumstances.
Oh, Bayern Munich fans surely wouldn't accept. I mean, they see Premier League football, right? A cohort of them would have been watching the absolute shambles last night, and if they didn't even see it, they're probably seeing online some Jamie Carragher clips talking about how this is the worst coach team in the Premier League. They cannot appoint. The fans would not accept Erik ten Hag, would they?
At this point, they will accept anyone.
What about Oliver Glasner?
I think his name was mentioned before as a possible candidate before Thomas Tuchel came in. I remember his name was vaunted. But yeah, he did a pretty good job at Eintracht Frankfurt, didn't he? And you look at also the speed with which he was able to play such good football with Eintracht Frankfurt. The only question, I think the question mark would have been about his league form with them, but his overall success spoke for itself. His style of play as well. The Eintracht Frankfurt fans have been bemoaning how little crash, bang, wallop and all action there has been to what they've done. But he was also capable of the silky smooth stuff. But right now, it looks like Ten Hag will be a front runner.
Wow.
Because he speaks German.
I thought you were going to rubbish this, to be honest, Archie. I was all set really? To say this is a non-story, yeah.
No, and Ken, yes. And that is actually part of a problem, I think, of Bayern, because it's always prioritized about, can they at least speak English? And if possible, German to try and fit in. And you wonder if they can't cast the net a bit wider than that.
Why?
And be a bit more tolerant. But you saw it with the Julian Nagelsmann affair, right? Bayern is a conservative club. in terms of the way that they think. If you're seen skateboarding, this is not fitting into the image of what they want. They want somebody who's buttoned up, who's going to dance to their music.
Yeah.
And that's how things work.
The Ten Hag to Byron story has died down a little since we talked to Archie. Perhaps there was a delayed reaction to the Monday night result against Crystal Palace.
Wait a minute, Man United lost to who? By how much?
Would have been interesting watching Thomas Tuchel walk away after winning a Champions League, but that's not going to happen now. I mean, he is going to walk away, it looks like, but not after
he's going to be
a Champions
booted
League
away.
Triumph. Yeah. After Bayern got the Real Madrid treatment last night, Champions League podcast is out today for World Service members. A big edition of Ken Early's Politics. I was going to go for political. I never know what we say political. We say politics. Ah. Ken Early's Politics Pod.
You know the pod, you know the kind of podcast.
That's the one. Yeah, it's going to be on the way tomorrow again for members only. So sign up on secondcaptains.com. €5 a month plus VAT. No ads. Member-led broadcasting. All that jazz. And the Second Captains podcast, Murph, is part
of the Acast
Creator Network.
Network.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
I did.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.